Then Jesus opened their minds to understand the scriptures. Luke 24:45. Dear God, may we recognize your communication with us. Help us to communicate with you and with one another. May we always tell the truth in love. I pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. This past week, I happened to read about a disastrous bank robbery. Most of all, disastrous for the robber himself. Dwayne Allen, age 42, went into a Park National Bank branch in the Chicago area. Dwayne handed the teller a threatening note, but Dwayne's handwriting was so poor, the teller couldn't read the message. Among other things, the note was supposed to read, "I have a bomb." It read, "I got a bummed." By the time the teller understood the threat, the on-site bank security officer had become suspicious and chased Dwayne out of the bank. Dwayne tried to distract the officer by throwing about $500 on the ground. But in the process, this got the attention of the Chicago police, who promptly arrested Dwayne. Communication matters. Poor communication can be disastrous. There are many verses in the Bible which warn us of the dangers of careless communication or of lies. It's a recurring theme in the letter of James. 1:19 reads, "Know this, beloved, let everyone be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger." We read throughout the book of Proverbs about the dangers of foolishness and careless speaking. To take just one example, 11:13 reads, "A gossip betrays a confidence." Let's also remember that one of the Ten Commandments is, "You shall not lie." Communication matters. Many of us think about communication simply on a human level, between husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, friends and co-workers. But absolutely core to the Christian faith is our communication with God. We confess that God has good news for us, revealed through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ himself is called the Word, or the Living Word. You can see John 1. That's hard to translate easily, but the idea is that the only begotten Son of God is the creative Word, Logos, order and reality. God's perfect communication, self-revealing himself. God not only reveals himself through Jesus Christ's birth, death, resurrection, and ascension. Jesus Christ preached and taught the good news about himself and the kingdom. Time and again. The gospel, the good news, is revealed supremely through the scriptures today, in the Bible. Of course, God has given us his Holy Spirit, that we might receive the good news. And in turn, we have the privilege and the joy of passing it on. Yes, we are called to act, to build up the church, and to help establish God's righteousness in this broken, troubled world. That's not all, though. We're called to listen and to speak. Do we remember the story of the prophet Elijah when he was fleeing from the wicked Queen Jezebel? A short time before, God had demonstrated his power mightily, consuming the wet offering by fire. The people shouted, "The Lord, He is God! The Lord, He is God!" 450 prophets of the local fertility god Baal died that day. Elijah has been primed to expect God to work in mighty ways. Sometimes, God does work in mighty ways, parting the Red Sea, rescuing the wise from a fiery furnace, healing the sick, and raising the dead. Sometimes, God can work in mighty, glorious ways. Queen Jezebel is not impressed by the Lord God and his servant Elijah after that contest. Instead, she is furious, and she plans to kill Elijah within the day. Terrified, Elijah has to run for his life. Disheartened beyond measure, frightened and on the run, Elijah wants God to do a mighty act. In succession, there is a huge wind, then an earthquake, then a fire. Elijah expects some great miracle to happen as the ground itself shakes and burns. But nothing happens. God doesn't magically communicate in a thunderous voice. Then it becomes absolutely quiet. Quiet. Some translations read that God spoke to Elijah with a still, small voice. The NRSV translation reads that God spoke through the sheer silence. Regardless, it was the brink of straining one's ear for the quiet communication at the edge of stillness. That is when the prophet hears God's words of comfort and of hope. That's a message for us, you see. God can show up in our lives in mighty ways. We can be bowled over by His presence, His grace, His majesty, by the depth of His forgiveness. Yet sometimes God dances on the edge of our vision or the brink of our being able to hear. We need to be prepared to be quiet, to be still, to shut out the vain clamor of the world, to have open ears so we can hear His communication to us today. Whether the scriptures are proclaimed, as they were in the ancient world, or read, we need to read them carefully, thoughtfully, engagingly. What does God want me to learn from these words? What does He want us to know collectively as His church? Where can one find the gospel, the life-changing good news? Written over hundreds of years by dozens of human authors, how did the Spirit of God inspire them to speak into our hearts today? Yes, we receive communication from God, the life-changing gospel. In turn, Christians are called to speak truth and beauty and power and love over and over. We speak into a shaken, troubled, war-torn, pandemic-filled world. Jesus Christ said among his I Am sayings, I am the resurrection and the life. Jesus Christ also said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Do we believe it? How then can our lips be silent? Why are we hesitant to offer the living water to other parched beggars? And we are just fellow beggars too, in speech and in action, soaked in love. Let's live beautifully for God. So what does all this have to do with the ascension of Jesus Christ, which we celebrate today? The New Testament records that after his resurrection, the risen Jesus Christ appeared to his disciples on some 11 different occasions. Then, on the 40th day of his resurrection, Jesus Christ ascended into heaven. The 40th day of Easter season. This is the day when God's church recognizes the ascension of Jesus Christ. It fell this past Thursday. We learn that Jesus Christ has returned to the heavenly realms. The Son of God humbled himself at his incarnation to become one of us. Now, he's raised up. At this time, we recognize his kingship, authority, glory, and power. The King of Kings and Lord of Lords is now interceding, praying for sinners like you and me, so that we too will share his abundant life for eternity. Among the last recorded words of Jesus Christ, recorded in Luke, we read that Jesus Christ, the living Word himself, opens the scriptures to the stunned disciples. Jesus Christ's ministry and our response is found on the ancient pages. Part of hearing God, knowing God, is to know his written words, to be attuned to the quiet whispers of God's divine life in the midst of our common lives. We further read in today's readings that the expectation of Jesus Christ is that his disciples, that includes us, will receive the Holy Spirit. And when we do, we are to be witnesses of his great and glorious name. The Spirit's power pours into our hearts, so that our hearts burn with love. And we cannot help but to speak graciously of God's wonder revealed in his Son, Jesus. Communication is at the core of the good news. Christ's glorious resurrection is the crowning victory. Wonder of wonders, ordinary mortals like you and like me can be swept up into eternal life through God's perfect self-sacrifice and its glorious resurrection. We receive the good news, we pass it on. What could be more beautiful than that? Amen.